We're in the middle of Siman Samach Aleph. We are up to Si'if Ches. It says the Mechaber lo yachtof b'ches, lo yarech b'aleph. When a person is saying the word echad, so we discussed previously the different kavana that a person is supposed to have, so you should not cut off the ches, meaning we said the ches should be one-third of the time spent on the letters, the second syllable, and the dalet should be two-thirds. Right? So you should not lengthen the aleph at all. So just be eh, and then chod should be much longer than the eh, but again, you shouldn't leave out the aleph altogether, but you shouldn't cut off the ches either. Asur, says Tziftes, sorry. Asur lomer shema shtei pa'amim. You're not allowed to say shema twice. You have to say it only one time, and as we understand that this is a what we call mechsek ishtei rishios, that it looks like you're being mekabel two different gods instead of one, God forbid, right? That's in Sifkat and Chav Beznam in the Mishnah Berurah. The question is, what if a person did not have kavana when he said the pasuk the first time? So there, the Mishnah Berurah recommends in Sifkat and Chav Beis that if you didn't have kavana the first time, and then you should very quietly repeat it the second time, so that it's not obvious to anybody else that that's what you're doing. But obviously, if you're in private, you can repeat it aloud the second time as well. And he has a discussion about how much of a hefsik there can be, that it's not mechsik ishtei rishiyos, so you can check out the way he describes it over there. Back in the Mechaber, so you're not allowed to say it twice, bein shekofel atevos she'omer shema shema, whether or not you say like shema, shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu, etc., bein shekofel apasik rishon, or whether you just repeat the pasik. Either way, it's problematic. We don't want to be mechsik ishtei rishiyos. This is Kabbalah sol malchus shemayim, and we're super machmir to make sure that it's very clear what we're trying to say. Sif yud, kishekore kriya shema al mitaso, when a person says kriya shema al mita, mutur likros kol aparsha v'lachso likrosa. It's mutter to say the whole parsha, meaning the minig already, if you look in Rashi on the first Mishnah and Shas, the minig Yisrael was always to dafka read the first parsha of kriya shema. Even though there are some people who nowadays read all three parshas, but it seems the old minig was dafka to read the first parsha, Shema V'Ahavta, and that's it. So you can reread that parsha as many times as you want, because there, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Chafei, there we're talking about the whole idea is the Shmira, the whole reason you say Kriya Shema Lamita, assuming you're already Yotze Kriya Shema earlier at Ma'ariv, is dafka to be, to have the shmirah min hamazikin when you go to sleep. You want to have, you want to fall asleep to words of Torah and dafka Torah kavod samach shemayim, etc. So there, if you want to repeat it as many times as you want, so it should be like the last thing that's on your lips before you go to sleep. So that's a worthwhile thing to do, and therefore you can repeat it as often as you want. Back in the Mechaber, v'yesh misha omer shigam bazei yesh lizar milomer pasuk rishon shtei pa'amim. Right, says that in this case, you should also be careful not to repeat the first pasuk. And the Mishnah Berurah elaborates that you really have to, you shouldn't repeat the first pasuk ever when you're saying it. You should just repeat the whole first parsha over and over. And he says that's, but the Mishnah Berurah just adds that certainly if he's saying all three parshios, there's no question that it is mutter. It's mutter to repeat the three parshas as many times as he wants. It's not that even the machmirim would not be machmir in that case. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph, Omrim ba'ashmores b'slichos of Yom HaKippur b'tfilas ne'ilah shtei pa'am and pasuk Shema Yisrael yesh l'lamdam shelo yomu. There are those who, when they say some tikkun chatzos, or they say slichos, or they say on Yom Kippur ne'ilah, so they say Shema Yisrael. We end off ne'ilah, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. Then we say Baruch Shem three times, and Hashem Elokim seven times, that we're going to discuss in a second. Right, so that's a person should be very careful not to say the pasuk Shema Yisrael more than once. That's what the Mechaber is alluding to. Whether or not, if they already have such a minig, you should be mevatel, let the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Sifkat Chavav. Then the Mechaber continues in Sif Yud Beis, Hashem Hu Elokim, Sheomrim, also b'Yom Kippur b'tfilas ne'ilah sheva pa'amim minig kashu. The minig to say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times, says the Mechaber, is an excellent, it's a good minig. Rama adds, yesh omrim sheyesh lizar shelolanos al shum bracha shtei pa'amim amen. But there's also an inyan to be careful not to answer amen twice to any bracha. Now what's the whole idea of Hashem Hu Elokim seven times? So he's saying that we're praising Hashem who lives above the seven rakiyas. He lives in the seventh above the seven heavens. And then we have found, and not only that, but we have a precedent in Tanakh, by in Sefer Malachim, by Eliyahu Navi, when they saw them, the Nesa and Har Carmel, they said, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, more than once. And you see, it wasn't the problem. What about the Magen Avraham asks this kasha? What about the fact that we say Baruch Shem three times? Is that okay? So the answer is yes, it's okay, because we already said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad once. So we're makab. So then the Baruch Shem is going on the one Shema Yisrael that we said, and we just want to bless Hashem three times, and we already proclaimed that there's only one God.